coaches add that much of a different element when they're able to be out there? I mean, isn't that big of a difference?
Oh, yeah, it's a big difference because, you know, there's no time to be playing around. There's no time to play around when they're not out there, but when they're out there, you know, they're really watching and critiquing to see how you do and go about handling things. And, you know, that's something that puts a little more pressure on the players.
Willis, your initial reaction when you found out Peyton was a Bronco and you guys were going to be side by side?
Oh, I was happy. You know what I mean? Who wouldn't be happy to play with Peyton Manning? You know, he's arguably the best quarterback there is, so I was ecstatic.
With all the workload you had last year, are you excited about the idea that the offense will be a lot more balanced? I know it came out at various points during the year. It seems like, if anything, it may even be skewed towards the pass a little more.
Oh, man, you know, I'm excited. I look at it as, you know, just putting more years on my ability in the NFL. You know, I don't have to take all that pounding anymore because, you know, with Peyton out there, just being him, he's going to take a lot of pressure off the run game.
And because of the role you've had, especially in Baltimore, you haven't had an opportunity to catch a lot of balls. And last year, you didn't throw out of backfield too much once Kim was in there. Are you excited about that, to show people that you can go out and catch the ball too? Because I know you could early in your career.
I mean, yeah, I can do it. But, you know, I mean, we just drafted our back this year. You know, I think he's going to be a big part of that situation too. So, you know, I'm looking forward to just helping out the best way I can.
What do you know about Ronnie already?
I don't know that much. I know he's a great scat back. He's one of those guys can make people miss out there in the open field. And, you know, he has a lot of heart and character. Not only that, I think he broke a lot of Marshall Faulk's records at the school.
What's it like just having Peyton around and running things, especially before the coaches were out there, just his presence?
Oh, it's different because, you know, we didn't really have that last year where the quarterback was demanding of us and telling us what he wanted us and just taking charge. So, you know, it's a different aspect and, you know, we had to get used to it. But, I mean, everybody's just clicking pretty good with him.
When the team drafts someone who's your position, obviously you're a different style back, but how do you differ from helping the guy out, but you still need to work on what you're doing as well? How do you kind of balance that?
I mean, I just go out and play. You know, I don't mind helping out regardless of who it is. If it's from Lance to Jeremiah to Noah or to Ronnie, you know what I mean? It really doesn't bother me because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a job. And, you know, I got to do my job the best way I can.
Does it bother you to hear he was born in 1991?
No. Stokely's older than me, so I'm not worried about it. I'm only 30 now. Come on.
But this kid, you couldn't even go have a beer with him if you wanted to.
He'd be all right. You know, I came out when I was 20.
Yeah.
So, he'd be all right.
So how long did it take you to get feeling right? So we saw you in December and January and...
Get feeling right for the season?
Yeah. I mean, we knew you weren't.
Oh, it was tough. You know what I mean? Just with the nagging hamstring injury here and there. But, you know, the person I am, I had to fight through it. And I'm used to fighting through things, through injuries. So, I mean, it didn't get right to after the season's over when I actually got some rest because I didn't really get the rest that I needed.
So what kind of was that process for you? After that New England game, are you done, relaxed? Do you go on vacation? How do you kind of get yourself right again?
Actually, you know, I after the New England game, I got called to the Pro Bowl, I think, a week or two later. So then it was just like back around moving around again. And then after the Pro Bowl was over, I just started working out and just start from the basics as far as learning how to squat all over again with lightweight, just doing the things.
Playing safety for Pro Bowl?
Playing safety, yeah. You know, it's a dream I always wanted to do. You know, coaches fulfilled it.
Although then now that may have, well, not that specifically, but the Pro Bowl might be.
I know, right? I'm disappointed in that. You know, I think they should keep the Pro Bowl on. But it is what it is.
Wells, can we get your thoughts on Domo being suspended the entire season?
The entire season?
Entire season.
Oh, that's tough. That's it. That's tough. I mean, it's not me, so I really can't say anything. I'm pretty sure he'll be all right or he'll appeal it, I'm pretty sure.
Is that a message sent to the rest of the league? Because it wasn't just Oma, too. You know, Sean Payton, it was Scott Fujita. There's a lot of suspensions that kind of came down in these last couple weeks.
I mean, I really wasn't keeping up with it, but I'm pretty sure it's, like you said, it's out there right now. So I'm pretty sure the message that's going through every team and just letting guys know that I guess they're not trying to tolerate bounties. But other than that, I mean, I don't have bounties on anybody. I'm just going to go play football and try to get some touchdowns this year.
Because you're an offensive guy.
Yeah.
Well, how would you feel if somebody had a bounty on you and they were shooting for your leg, something like that, and you found that out later?
A leg injury?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, leg injury.
Right, especially with the...
Especially with me with leg injury, man. You know, there's things you can't control. You know, I look at it as, if you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. You can't control it. I don't care if it's not a bounty on you. You can get hurt just after making a cut.
Wouldn't make any difference to you if you found out later that there was cash on the table, if they went after your knee, they gave you a twist in the pile?
There's nothing you can do about it, really. You know, you still not going to get the cash. You're not going to get nothing, just a scar. That's it. There's really nothing you can do about it.
Have you, these last couple months, I guess maybe since March, have you been watching any Colts tape to watch how they used Edrin and Joseph Addai and to see what your role, how that might change?
I mean, you know, I just rode the flow. You know, I've been watching the film, but, you know, at the end of the day, who says it's going to go like that when the season starts?
It's a read option.
Got it. Oh, I know, read option, baby, let's go.
It worked for you?
Yeah, it worked for me. You know, it was cool. You know, I think it worked again this year.
You were pretty funny when they started the read option this year, because you really hadn't worked with that at all.
I never worked the read option in my life.
You're a good soldier with it, but...
It's like running on blind faith, you know what I mean? Either you're going to get the big run or you're going to get hit. I'm not a fan of getting hit, but, you know, it was my job description. That's what I had to do.
All right, so is it fair to say this is a more comfortable sort of situation?
It's fair to say that the read option is still in.
Just
a good one, though. I like it, man.
Here's a couple more. Justin Bannon keeps saying, you know, that they used to call Peyton the Baltimore killer.
Yeah.
How does it feel now that he's on your side?
Feels great, because we're actually playing Baltimore, so I guess he can be the Baltimore killer all he wants. So I'm happy, you know what I mean? I can't complain. You know, it's great to have Peyton on our team, man. You know, he brings a different type of leadership to the team. And not only on the football field, but off the field, in the weight room, he's that guy that makes sure everybody's doing everything right. And, you know, that's what some of us need.
Have you ever been around a player like that?
Ray Lewis, Ed Reed. Yeah, I think I've been around a couple of them.
I think we know how much Brian Dawkins kind of meant to you in that locker room.
Oh, yeah.
What was kind of your reaction to him leaving and then these couple weeks being here without him?
It's different. You know, I mean, B. Dawkins is my guy. You know, that's who I sit next to on the plane. That's who I sit next to at game day. So, you know, it's going to be different. You know, I think Dawkins is one of those guys who's very passionate about what he do, or it depends on, it doesn't even matter what he's doing, on the field, off the field, he's going to be passionate, he's going to tell you how he feels, and that's what I like about him. He's not going to hold his tongue on nothing.
Are there guys in there that'll be able to fill that void?
Oh, Peyton does it. Peyton does it, and Peyton does it. Peyton does it. I mean, you know, Peyton is filling Dawkins' void pretty good, you know. It'd be great if we'd had Dawkins and Peyton on the same team, you know, just with that leadership and authority around. But, you know, like I said earlier, it's the business, you know, things happen.
Willis, we saw on your Twitter site your new tattoos on your legs. Can you tell us what that about?
Oh, no, it's my two favorite scriptures that I read every day. And, you know, why not put them on my thighs while I rest my hands at on game day and, you know, in practice? Well, I just feel like it's closer to me.
What do you think about that? Sorry, Arnie. Decker spent a lot of time with Peyton and talked about how Decker's going to have a leadership role. What do you think maybe breakout year for him could be in the offense?
I don't want to say this, but if Decker has a breakout year, that means my year's not going pretty good. Nah, but I think it's good for Decker, you know, because he really didn't have the opportunity last year. You know, he had a couple of great catches, a couple of great games, but with him working with Peyton, just getting under his wing, he's going to evaluate his game a whole lot. And, you know, I can see the bond they're getting because they're always laughing and joking around. And, you know, I get kind of jealous sometimes in the weight room. But, you know, they're running back and receiver, so their message has to be a little better than the backside.
Thank you.